So FLT3 mutations come in two flavors. There's a FLT3 internal tandem duplication, where a portion of the gene, a portion of the protein is duplicated, and a FLT3 tyrosine kinase domain mutation, so that's a point mutation. And what both of these mutations do is that they lead to constitutive activation of the FLT3 receptor, which causes proliferation of myeloid blasts in the case of acute myeloid leukemia. FLT3 internal tandem duplications are more common. They occur in approximately 25% of patients with AML, while the TKDs, the tyrosine kinase domain mutations, occur in about 10% of patients with AML. These mutations in general are more frequent in younger patients than older patients. They're more frequent in de novo AML rather than secondary AML, that is AML that arises from an antecedent hematologic malignancy, and they're more frequent in patients with a normal karyotype. In general, the FLT3 ITD is thought to be an independent predictor of poor prognosis. That may be modified a little bit based on what we said earlier about the variant allele frequency of the FLT3 ITD protein or gene. And that's important because if you've got a FLT3 ITD high versus a FLT3 ITD low, the FLT3 ITD lows may not have as bad of a prognosis as the FLT3 ITD highs. When it comes to IDH1 and IDH2 mutations, combined, they're seen in about 20 to 25% of patients with AML. IDH2 mutations are more common in patients with AML. They occur in about 12 to 15% of patients. IDH1 mutations occur in about 5 to 8% of patients. Again, it's more common in patients who have a normal karyotype or diploid cytogenetics. It is seen in patients who have trisomy 8. And as opposed to FLT3, where I just mentioned that it's more common in younger patients, IDH mutations are more common in older patients. So it's very uncommon to see a patient who's 20 or 30 with an IDH1 or IDH2 mutation, much more common in the patients who are 60 or 70. There are different flavors of the IDH1 and IDH2 mutations. You can see some of them on this slide, different hotspots which can be mutated, but they all do the same thing, which is lead to a block in myeloid differentiation. IDH mutations can be acquired at disease progression. It can be acquired going from MDS to AML or myeloproliferative neoplasms to AML, which sort of makes the point that whenever a patient is suspected of having progressive disease and certainly progression from a MDS or a myeloproliferative neoplasm, it's important to redo the molecular genetic testing to be sure that they have not acquired either a FLT3 mutation or an IDH mutation or perhaps another mutation that might change how we understand the prognosis of this particular patient.